Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry, one of the elders here at Warrenville Alliance Church, and I have the announcements for January the 12th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, warrenvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, our ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. There's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups have started, and more will be starting, and you'll find more information for them on the church's webpage. Our next youth group event will be on Saturday in February, and we'll give you details as we have them. Our next soup and pie will be on February the 2nd, and the church meeting will follow, annual church meeting. If you'd like prayer today, there will be somebody at the back corner to pray with you. Thanks.
Would you stand with us again? This is the time of year when people get really introspective and they analyze their lives and themselves. It's kind of a traditional thing in our culture. And the world tells us it's time for self-improvement. But Jesus and the kingdom don't work quite that way. He says, just come to me. Anytime, obviously not just January, but just come to me. And I would just encourage you, and you'll probably catch a theme here in our song set, but encourage you to just take the focus off yourself and just think about him, because everything falls into place when we prioritize, right? First things first.
Thank you.
as we sing, we will make room. We just acknowledge that your way is the best, and we want your way, God, and that we have to lay down the things that we're holding that we ought not to be. So we just trust you, Lord, and your Holy Spirit to show us those things that need to be laid down to make room for you, God, to make room for your power, your joy, your peace, your goodness, and the life that you offer to us every day. Just thank you for this place, Lord. Amen. Before you sit down, you're free to greet each other. And kids, I believe you have Sunday school.
We just did this, so we gotta do that. And then, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, we'll use Psalm 31 to guide our time of common prayer. For those of you that are new, or for anyone who's wondered, what we're doing during this prayer time is we're praying the Psalms or the Scriptures, and we're allowing the words of the Scriptures to shape how we pray, to allow them to do their transformative work in us as we pray those words back to God. And so this morning I'm going to do it a little differently than normal, but virtually the same. Essentially all I'm going to do is kind of state how we're working our way through the psalm as we do it, just to help clarify what we're doing. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. With the psalmist in verses 1 through 5, we run to the Lord in adoration and hope. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Now in verses 9 through 12, the psalmist moves into honest speech about the circumstances of life, all of its suffering. Forthrightly, he declares, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of misery and my bones waste away. I have passed out of the mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel." Take the suffering of your life and honestly declare it to God. And if you are not suffering this morning, then reflect on the suffering of Christ your Lord. Interspersed throughout Psalm 31 are three subtle sections of repentance. Verses 6, 14, and 22. With the psalmist, we are guided by the Spirit of God to an about face, a turning encapsulated in a single word, the conjunction, but. But I trust in the Lord. I am in distress, but I trust in the Lord. My eyes waste away from grief, but I trust in the Lord. My life is spent with sorrow, but I trust in the Lord. The psalmist is not guiding us to repent from our suffering, our sorrow, or our honesty. Instead, the psalmist is directing us to trust, bringing us to the point where we throw ourselves into the arms of our loving God. Verses 14 and 15, "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. We trust in you, O Lord. In all these circumstances of life, we trust in you, O Lord. We say you are our God and our times are in your hand." Following the single conjunction of repentance, verses 7, 16, and 21 speak of the steadfast love of God with thankfulness and hope. Verse 7, "I will exalt and rejoice in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction." Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, we exalt and rejoice in your steadfast love. You revealed yourself as steadfast love to Moses on the mountaintop. And you reveal your steadfast love to the whole world, to all of creation, and your Son, Jesus of Nazareth. Blessed be the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Mournville Alliance, people of God, rejoice in your hearts in the steadfast love of God, for he has seen your affliction and heard your cry. In verse 21 and 22, the psalmist guides us into a time of supplication. Having worshiped, spoken honestly, repented, and had our trust and hope in God revivified, we now come to God with our supplications, knowing he hears us when we cry out to him. Verse 21 and 22. "Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was beset as a city under siege. I had said in my alarm, 'I am driven far from your sight,' but you heard my supplications when I cried out to you for help." As the people of God, knowing God to be steadfast in love, the only one worthy of trust and hope, bring your request to God now. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord, to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. As a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Psalm 25, 1 through 22. O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced, or let mine enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path that they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of mine enemies. Turn me for mercy, and I alone into the deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. O God, ransom Israel from all its troubles.